Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. No man, down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Yeah, try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Episode 369 of 4th and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building. We're talking Eagles Ravens recap, training camp notes, and the joint practice experience. Let me start off. Well, I'll get to that. But you know, obviously there was a preseason game. We wanted to give you our thoughts on that. You know, obviously we weren't at the game. I really wanted to go to that Ravens game, but I thought on a psycho level of 1 to 10, I'm at 11. I had to do some work stuff around the house, which was very imperative. But I did end up watching the preseason game at a concert on my phone. So I was locked in. Okay. Locked in at a music fest out in Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So I was still locked in. But I mean, overall, I think I think I got what I wanted to see at a preseason game. Were you guys excited? Were you guys ecstatic for preseason or to see the back end of the roster guys?
Well, no one even came to console me, Gail, when I was in my woes complaining about what happened. I made a big mistake, but I blame the NFL Network. So I was rushing out the house. I had to I work at the restaurant on Saturdays so we can get our tailgate foods. Anyway, I hit record on NFL Network prior to going to work, hoping that I would record the game because that's what it was listed on the guide. And the NFL Network just decided that they weren't going to broadcast the game. And so I recorded a channel that just didn't have the Eagles game and then checked in at about halftime. I did end up going back and watching it on YouTube. But I was pretty peeved that night, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I did have some notes from the second half, though. I will say that.
I apologize to you, Evan, because I did respond to you, but the thing is that I never hit send.
I got you.
I saw the message still on hold yesterday, and I'm like, oh, no wonder Evan didn't respond back to me because I never even hit send. But it was just to let you know, like, yo, my bad. I didn't mean to spoil it for you. But, yeah, I mean, I was actually at my grandmom's birthday party. God bless. She turned 86 years old.
God bless her.
It was a great time with the family and everything. And then being at my aunt's, who is a Cowboys fan. Yeah. So I asked for special privileges because I am one of her favorite nephews. hey, listen, can I come into the, you know, La Casa de your domain? And can I watch the Eagles game? And she was like, only you. I was like, hey, I'll take it. Threw on the game, got excited, you know, to see the boys all in uniforms and everything. Saw pre-workouts, Jalen, starters were all up in the uniforms. I kind of had the instinct that maybe we were going to get a series or two, but that definitely wasn't the case. When it was time to come back out, those guys are in their street clothes. I'm like, okay. But, you know, I sat there and I watched. I was pretty impressed, man. Mariota did his thing. You know, Swift did his thing. Defense, I was really excited to see the defense on the field, man. Those boys, man, that defensive line is going to be insane, man. Jalen Carter made a big impression already on his first play, and after that play, that was it, man. They put him on the bench for the rest of the game. It was like, you showed enough. Like, it was wild.
I think we got to give props to Tanner McKee out there. Tanner McKee, who I think he's – I think he turned the pages in on the book, if you know what I mean. I think
you took my joke. I was going to say it's time to close the book.
I was working on that joke for about 5 minutes. I think he like my thing is like if a player shows up and does what they're asked to do, and they look like they know what they're doing out there, know where they want to go with the football. You know, the back shoulder fade relationship was a vibe between his wideouts. I thought he did a great job. You know, unlike Book, who was – you don't take sacks, Book. You don't take sacks. QBs don't take sacks when you don't have to.
Hey, man. That Ian Book thing was – it was interesting to watch because I really did enjoy – I think Tanner McKee will end up taking that QB3 spot from him. I think Tanner McKee played really well, you know, considering the circumstances and what he was able to do. And I also enjoyed seeing how, like, when they flashed over to him when Ian Book came into the game, he looked a little disgruntled. He looked like he didn't want to come out of that game and he wanted to play. And that's exactly the type of attitude I would like to have there. But that Ian Book thing, man, I think he does it. What we've talked about in the past about the Eagles and identity, I don't think he knows his identity because this guy was running around like he was the next coming of Michael Vick. But bro, you don't have those legs.
Total opposite.
I do not understand where this guy thinks. And he did pop off like one decent run, but he was relying way, way too much on the legs and trying to make things happen on his own. Rather than, dude, sometimes you just have to get rid of the ball. I mean, it was very Carson Wentz-esque where he was trying to hit a home run on every single play. And it's like, dude, sometimes you just have to fight for the next down. And I've seen everything I need to see out of Ian.
It's crazy that you mentioned that name. I didn't think you were going to go, you know, and mention it, but you mentioned Carson, man, and it was just like, seeing it all over again, I'm like, no, dude, like, stop. Like, come on. I mean, just the way he was dipping the players and everything, just like how Carson would. And I'm like, yo, like, you need to relax a little bit, man. Like, it was just bad. I mean, that was at the point when I was texting you back when you said, Book sucks. I was like, yo, it's the moment. Like I said, I left it on Ray. I was like, damn. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it was sad to watch. Like, I was like, God, get this guy out of the game. Either he's going to get hurt or he's just going to look more and more ridiculous because – he just didn't have anything going for him. But like you said, man, he was relying on those legs too much.
Someone who is – go ahead.
I was just going to keep talking about guys that were standouts in the game, but if you had something else you wanted to say about Book, please.
No, I was about to go straight up into Sidney Brown talk. You want to go that way?
Let's go.
Hey, today or the preseason? Because
I want to spend some time on the DBs, bro.
We'll go preseason again. He's doing stuff that – I've seen him do fly around. That's what he likes to do. I'd like to see a little bit more wrapping up. But I do think I was telling, I believe it was Todd. I was saying that he's the type of dude that would throw his body into a burning building to make a tackle. Mm-hmm. He shows up and he's been showing up in camp as well. We'll get into some camp notes, but overall, I think, you know, 9 total tackles on the day. He only played the half.
I'm willing to go out here and say, and this is based off of very limited, you know, amount of seeing him, whether that be through practices, whether it be through the first preseason game, I think he's going to be the other starting safety, man. I think that he plays at that speed. You go back and watch the highlights of that game, dude, he literally looks like a blur across the screen. The speed that he plays at and, you know, be able to get through the hole, whether it be to the quarterback in the backfield to get to the running back. I just love the speed that he plays. I agree that there are some times where it looks like he's looking to just annihilate somebody and where he should be trying to wrap up and have a short tackle. He got hurdled in that one play. But there was another play that I'm thinking about that was the first play that comes to mind with him. But did you see the one dude that he tossed around on the ground after he tackled him? I both loved and like kind of was like, all right, dude, that's you're teetering on a personal foul right now. Let's just
like that's the, playing football over the years. The one thing I would hate when a defensive player would stand over me and just like give you the extra little elbow or like try to throw you.
Give you the AI over Tyronn Lue type treatment.
Yeah, but from a person. You know, from watching it from the outside, I love that from a defensive player. Mm-hmm. Get in their head, give them a little extra. I think, I mean, talking about Sidney, he did get first team reps in the first joint practice versus the Browns. I mean, that's something to say that they're throwing him in there with the first team. It's something to say. Mm-hmm. It's something to say.
And I mean, to have this youth movement going on the defense, I'm loving it, man, because all these young stars are the ones that are popping off and earning those first-string spots. I mean, if we're able to bring Sidney Brown, a rookie, in, and he's able to step in day one and be our starting safety and pair him with an undrafted free agent that we got last year in Reed Blankenship, I'm really liking how this defense is filing out. I mean, obviously, you know, we'll get to injuries and stuff like that, but the Sean Bradley loss is going to be felt in the linebacker room, man, for sure.
Especially in Temple community.
I'm not even just saying it because he's a Temple guy. I'm saying it because it was a position that we already are all kind of thin at. And for him to go down for the entire year, you know, I wasn't anticipating him having a starting role. I was expecting him to have a rotational role in the linebacker room, but he is one of the go-to guys on special teams, man, and that's going to be a hole to fill, you know, on that side of the ball.
Interesting. I wanted to give a shout-out to Swift, who swiftly made someone miss in open field. And then, you know, guys are trying to make business decisions. He's going to make it for you. This is something I mentioned earlier this summer, just saying when I'm going back and watching a lot of his highlights in open space, he will dip the shoulder and make you pay.
Yes, he will.
Not only will do that, but he's got the, I always say, first any good running back makes the first guy miss. So check that box off. But also check a box off for Kenny Gainwell, who got the night off. And Kenny Gainwell, while other people were figuring out his role and what he means to this running game, he's the guy that got the day off. Some of the beats that I talked to, they said Kenny Gainwell is the guy. I saw a couple beats notes today. They said it is the Swift and Gainwell first team rep show right now.
And I think if you just look at the injury history that both Swift and Penny have had, I mean, I don't think that Gainwell has really gone through that type of thing in his career. So maybe not only has he taken a step forward, but they kind of view him as a reliable option, as a guy that they anticipate being there all 16 games. And, you know, trying to get him as good molded to that offense as possible. I mean, he already has, obviously, a couple years in it.
I gotta share this with you, Evan, because, you know, I didn't get to see you yesterday, but I don't know, man. I got my doubts about Penny, man. I got my doubts.
Penny
about
doubts.
Yeah, man.
Frugal gang.
Trey Sermon is actually looking real good right now. And then, I mean, watching some of that preseason game, I saw Penny holding his ankle a few times. I don't know if you guys caught that on camera. He was just laying there for a little bit, kind of rubbing the ankle. And then I saw that he came off a good minute, and Trey Sermon ended up taking a good majority of the reps after that. So it's just like, I don't know. It's not sitting well with me, man. It's not.
I don't know. I think that Penny, it's one of those things that we need to see all the first string guys out there when the reps actually matter. I don't know. I have promise for Penny, but it's good to have the rotation that we do have.
Oh, absolutely.
If one guy, isn't performing, we could rotate anybody else in. You think that Trey Sermon is knocking on the door trying to make this team right now? I mean, who's he involved? There's just no one I can think of.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, we got four running backs that I feel like are locked in.
I told Prime, I said he's telling me, I was like, you know, with a YPC that Penny has behind our first team offensive line, he should dominate. But I think my thing is about Sermon. Like, you see Sermon taking kickoffs. Because he's like, I got to do special teams if I'm going to be on the back end of the roster running back. I just don't think – you know who another guy who had the preseason off? Boston Scott.
Yeah, true.
The human care bear. I feel like I think he's got his role locked up. Got his role locked up. So I'm feeling great about Gainwell, feeling great about – well, Boston Scott, feeling gated, great out Swift.
What the coaches have made it sound like, it kind of sounds like they want to go with a, like, each game in the preseason, they're going to give reps to certain running backs. So they, it sounded like they were saying, you know, we saw a lot of Swift and, you know, Sermon this past game, and this next game we're going to see Scott and Gainwell or stuff like that. I mean, I don't think that Nick Sirianni is going to allow these guys to go into the regular season without taking any hits at all. I think that everybody's going to get some touches in the preseason.
You got to, though. I mean, that, I don't know, man. I don't want to take that chance. You got to get that feeling. You got to get that blood flowing through their veins with being hit this season. So, I mean, I think it's something they should definitely, you know, go forward with, especially with this next game coming up, at least a series or two, just to get, you know what I mean?
I don't want to see no. I don't see no first stringers.
You don't want to see any first stringers?
I'm good. Like, but this is –
That's how we get soft tissue injuries,
hey,
bro.
Hey, I know we're going to segue into the next, but I think the real preseason games are now joint practice. I've said it over the last couple of years. The joint practices are where it's at. I always say, like, if you can get into one, because these are – it's the ones versus the ones, and you get to see it in – you know, the one-on-one situations are awesome. I mean, I'll get into it for now. I mean, you guys have any other?
Nothing on the running backs, but I wanted to talk about the wide receiver group. Olamide showed me something in this game. I thought that Zacchaeus played well. He had that one catch in the end zone, which I don't believe it wasn't called a touchdown because his foot was on the back line, but he was acrobatic as hell in order to you know, come down with that. Maybe I'm thinking of Nada. They both had good play. Yeah, they both had good plays in the back of the end zone, though, that neither of them were able to come down with. But their ability to get back to the ball was impressive.
Well, definitely got some size.
The chemistry between McKee and Cleveland was pretty much kicking. But, I mean, like, I brought it up yesterday in the open practice. Like, yo, Cleveland's looking good. But, I mean, I got shut down pretty quick where everybody was like, relax, it's just preseason. I'm like, yeah. Okay, my bad.
So some of the beats had it were very particular about – they were like, yeah, not over. I talked to a couple beats, and they said Nada is it's an overreaction.
So give me your percentage chance that you think once again Greg Ward is at least on the practice squad of this team.
I think he's a good chance.
I mentioned this yesterday. Evan Watkins ended up getting a hamstring injury mm-hmm. the other day, and he's been sidelined. And Ward has obviously been in there filling in that spot. He was getting a lot of reps yesterday. I mean, he looked pretty good in the practice. Preseason, yeah, seeing Ward again. I mean, he had the five receptions. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. This is definitely like the end of it right here. So,
Who do you think has a better chance to make the team? And I think that this one's kind of obvious. I was going to say Greg Ward or Tyree Jackson.
Oof.
That's it. I'm
I'd lean Ward.
I would lean Ward too. Yeah.
Ward is a utility guy. Like mm-hmm. he's been there, done that. He's reliable. You know, he has regardless if he's on the starting, you know, the five wideouts they pull. I asked him, I said, are you thinking pulling six? And because then that I started mentioning like Nada and Cleveland. I think Cleveland, he's done a phenomenal job. I think he has a rapport with the backups. He's a go to guy.
But Nada,
I
know you're saying, or Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's continued on the practice that we were at yesterday. I think Covey's locked in.
Wow.
I mean, punt returner. Okay. Wow. There's no one.
Zach McPherson returning the punts did not do anything for me, man.
I didn't understand that.
I was sitting there. I was like, come on. I want to watch someone get torpedoed. Let's go.
Covey's got a hamstring at the moment. I think Steen playing some left tackle. I thought he had some patches here and there, but I think he's holding his own. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with him. I'm missing all these comments here. Oh, Tim Perkins says I'm liking what I'm seeing. It's Steen. It's Ngata. Actually, that's how it's pronounced.
Ngata.
Yeah. Okay. Bob Ben from down there says Scott Turnkit. When he's on the field, yeah, that'd be Turnkit. Deshae says Josh Sweat is having 15 sacks or what? Yeah, Josh Sweat is having a phenomenal camp, by the way.
Love to hear that.
Shout out,
especially on the heels of his, I mean, that injury he had last year. I mean, that was scary, dude. I remember me and Gail. I could take you back to the exact spot we were standing when we saw that news break, because we were walking into the stadium and he was already being taken out on a stretcher. And, like, you know, when that happens, man, I'm less so thinking about when's he going to be back and more so like, dude, is this guy going to be okay, period?
Yeah. Like, it was like right away with like, what's up with the medicals?
What's up with the medicals?
Shout out to my brother who lost his favorite player yesterday to a New England signing.
Yeah. Hey. Feed Zeke up in New England. He's going to be full of clam chowder now.
I don't know about going up to New England. That's a different vibe from Dallas. It's a big difference. I'm just telling you.
I mean, damn, he even had to cut his hair. He had to go Steinbrenner on his ass and cut that hair if you're going to play for this squad.
Now, Deshae has pumped his chest and says Cleveland is making his team.
Wow.
Okay. I seen another note here. Let's see. Somebody said I'm on Facebook. I seen some post. It's some random Eagles post. It's not an Eagles post, but it's like promoting jerseys.
Okay.
Fake jerseys.
Oh, and damn. It's
the most random. I look like a sicko walking around looking for jerseys. Meanwhile, he said, see, I got my jersey, and the rest of y'all that I had to get jerseys for, the amount of stress it takes to find a jersey when you know there's about 1,000 people waiting to come in here.
Yeah.
So I'm running around. I guess there's some video of me looking like a sicko grabbing jerseys. So someone said that my photo was being all over. Here we go. He said, Jay says, your face is plastered on Facebook posts of people grabbing jerseys.
That's hilarious.
And I'm sitting there like a zombie, apocalypse zombie.
As soon as that Kelly Green drops, Gail's just sitting there like.
Yeah.
So, hey, they did not
get looking at the Jalen Hurts rack right there. Oh, they got my size.
I did not give my rights to be in some rando video. But we got to give a shout out to Prime, actually. Ben from Down Under said, who got you guys in? I mean, there's a guy in this. There's only three guys on this chat right now.
Mr. Lice podcast.
They're one of the three. No, two of the three is not like the other. That man would be Prime, is a season ticket holder. This is a monumental moment in Eagles history for any diehard Eagle fan.
Yeah.
Do you want to give your speech, award speech?
Yeah, man. I mean, it didn't officially kick in until we attended the practice yesterday, man. Walking, you know, down that path right into the training camp, it was just like, I can't believe, like, I finally was able to do it. You know, I mean, this is something that's being an Eagles fan my whole life. It's something I want to accomplish. And
was Croc still hiding in the bushes?
Well, we actually saw somebody that looked like Trox. Yeah. We thought it was Trox for a minute, but it was funny. But yeah, man, it was just like I can't believe like it. I was actually able to go ahead and make this, you know, dream come true. You know, I've been waiting for this moment. It happened a few weeks ago, but you know, I didn't want to like blow it up. But like yesterday, like I said, man, walking into that training camp, it was just like it just hit me at once. And then when I got to the table, they had a gift bag for me with my name. And it says ticket holder. And I'm like, damn, like, yo, it just like sunk in, took over my body. And then I turn around and I'm looking at everybody on the field. I'm looking at the people. I'm looking at the players. And I'm like, yeah, I did it. Like, I made this shit happen.
This guy's like Phil Collins over here. I've been waiting for this moment.
Will Mallon brings up a great point. I guess this is the end of our competitions for the tickets. I mean, you own them, bro.
Yeah. No. But listen.
Me and Evan.
Is between these two.
Yeah.
And I got a little special prize.
First one to do a pop shove it on a skateboard.
These guys are like, I want you to dance for these tickets. You know? But here is a picture of Prime walking in, all geeked up at camp. You know, obviously,
you see Prime with a fan.
Yeah. So that was his first. Now, I'm like, if you get one of these joint practices, they are, it's a really good time.
Yeah.
Now, we did actually get to meet one of our favorite people, Uncle Don, a.k.a. Don Smolenski, the Eagles president.
A.k.a. Percy Joerner.
Had a little moment of, like, we started talking about the Kelly Green and how it dropped. And then
just let you know, it wasn't us.
Yeah, actually, Amber was there as well. And she randomly was talking to him as well. And she said, how did the jersey get leaked? And then I'm like,
me and Gail looked up in the sky like, oh, shit, here we go.
I was like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. He did mention that his first year as the Eagles president, he had the schedule leaked. And it was, he said only three people had it at that time. So it's like, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and Eagle fans always find a way.
Yeah.
So, a big shout out to Prime for being a season ticket holder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congrats.
Appreciate
man.
You guys. Thank you. Thank you.
I think he was walking around with his chest out.
Because the Eagles, don't we play in like Germany or something coming up somewhere over in Europe?
I think it's the next couple.
Is it Germany? Germany?
Either Germany or England or something. I thought it was Germany.
No, it is Germany. I think it is Germany. It is Germany.
Do you get any sort of special?
I don't know, bro. I'm going with the flow. I said, I didn't even know about this. Like, they reached out to me. Yeah, they reached out to me, and they were like, hey, listen, you're a season ticket holder now, and we want to go ahead and invite you to the training camp.
Imagine if that's during Oktoberfest, too?
Say no more, bro.
With the John Kick Germany?
So anybody who's also trying to get to some of these practices or have these cool experiences, the Eagles have a credit card out there. I don't have it. Prime has it. Because Prime has everything Eagles. I got a lot of Eagles stuff. Prime got a lot of stuff Eagles. Get the credit card. You acquire points and you use them for different occasions, like these open practices or like these really cool experiences throughout the year. They'll invite you to some events. So take advantage of the Eagles credit card. Use your points. I ain't getting paid for this. I'm just trying to pass along information. Okay. Talking about information.
But we got a game plan now. We got a game plan now, man. You talked about it yesterday. We're going to make things happen. We got the card. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got this. We got this. We're going to get those points, bro.
You also need good credit to get the card as well.
We're going
to
get those points. Don't worry about it.
Talk about good information. Reed Blankenship, 3 interceptions in the last 2 practices. That means he picked off Deshaun Watson twice. 3 times in the last 2 days.
And didn't start in the preseason game. Already, like, went from UDFA last year, where he's playing in the fourth quarter of that game to try and earn a spot, to year 2. He's sitting here, got the night off, man. Mm. I think that is – I think it really speaks to how much, Desai and the rest of these coaches believe in Blankenship, man. He's definitely showing that ball hawk ability in this Browns joint practice. And, dude, I think he's going to have a few of them this year.
Bro, the other crazy thing about being there yesterday and then being like next to these players, I mean, these dudes are not built the same way, bro. They're tall as shit. I mean, look, I saw Steen. Steen looked kind of like slim on TV. And then as I saw him straight up yesterday, I mean, boy, he's a pretty big boy. Jalen Carter was like about 3 sizes of me, man. I was just like, holy shit, this dude is huge.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith, you know what I mean? He big boy himself. It was just like, I think there was only one person that was probably short and maybe was at the same height level as E-Rock. Because shout out to E-Rock because he was there yesterday too.
Deuce Vaughn made it to the Eagles joint practice.
Was Covey, bro. That was the only one. I was like, yo, I think you and him could have a straight conversation because you guys are eye to eye. Other than that, you're going to be hurting your neck most of the time.
Yeah, he's like, yo, man, Carlos, he's huge, man. Why is he wearing Lane Johnson's number? I'm like, bro, that's not Jalen Carter. That is Fred Johnson. I was like, that is the wrong player. I said, you are profiling players at the moment. But shout out to Conrad. He said, what's good, Bird Gang? Can't wait to see how all this comes together. So much upside with the young part of our squad. That's, at the end of the day, man, like, we just mentioned Carter. Carter's been killing it. He had two sacks yesterday, a fumble recovery off a botched snap from Watson. Today, put Joel Bitonio on his ass. We're talking, that's a three-time Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Again, one play in preseason, you know, embarrass somebody. He's embarrassing veterans out there, yeah. All the beats. And then they said he pancaked Bitonio, and someone in the comments on Facebook was like, can't pick, that's an offensive line, you can't pancake, that's an offensive line term. He got put on his ass. That's all the beats are saying. He pancaked Bitonio.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen Carter, obviously, he looks like the real deal. He looks like exactly as advertised. If I'm being real with you, though, and I'm looking at the interior of this defensive line, dude, I need to see more out of Jordan Davis. It's not like I'm thinking that he hasn't been doing well, but he hasn't been doing well enough for me, you know, considering where we drafted him last year, man. I think that he kind of gets lost in the shuffle in this defensive line, and I want to see him to start have these plays where he's embarrassing guys the same sort of way that Jalen Carter is. Because, I mean, I don't know, man, the potential that we saw in him coming in out of the draft last year, I was expecting Jalen Carter type things, you know?
The fact that we got him is still shocking to me. I still, at the end of the day, like, I have to pinch myself to realize that we actually got Jalen Carter.
Damn. Pete Nathan
bro. The top rope, bro.
Not the top rope. That boy came off the steel cage.
Hell in
the
cell, bro.
He shut out, man.
Wow. Now, way too early. I think in terms of what this defense is in a role, I think Jordan Davis has a role. He has a role in this defense. They obviously see something in him. It's still way too early to be calling him a bust.
I'm not calling him a bust, but I will say that his play has been closer to Milton Williams than it has been to Jalen Carter, and I was expecting the opposite.
I mean, for where you got drafted, I feel like
13th overall, man.
Immediate impact. Now look at Reed Blankenship. Undrafted, the impact Reed Blankenship. You could actually say, you know, he's had a. That's weird to say.
What
has Blankenship made more of an impact than Jordan Davis? I mean, I think Jordan Davis did get injured last year, and I think it did.
I mean, I feel what you're saying, Evan. You got a good point. I mean, we'd like to see more, especially the fact that we drafted him when we drafted him. We hyped him up the way we hyped him up, you know, and you want to see that key player being out there and showing us something. It's something that we've always asked from key players when it comes to this organization, is just go out there and just show us something.
And I'm not trying to disregard the fact that, like, I mean, there was an obvious absence with him last year. When he went down with injury, I mean, that's when we got Sue and we got Joseph. So we felt that absence there. But I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things that we have such a stacked D-line and I'm watching all these other guys perform at such an immaculate level that I'm looking at him and I'm just like, why aren't you up there with them?
Oh, well, we knew Carter was the better prospect when we drafted Davis. Anyway,
yeah, 100%.
Even Daniel Jeremiah's words out of his own mouth, he said the best guy on Georgia is not even drafted, and that's the time that we drafted Davis. We're talking about Dallas Goedert is not – no one can cover Dallas Goedert.
That man was catching everything yesterday.
His receiving skills have taken another level. I know Kemsky had mentioned that. He said as a wide receiver, you know he's a tight end, but his brand is 100% official. I don't know if it's the Wawa – commercials or whatever. Bro has got his swag is on another level. Who else stood out? Devontae Smith, him and Ward had a great back and forth. Ward got some plays off. I think he did get an interception on Jalen, but overall Devontae Smith won the battle. Smoked him for nice little touchdown. Smith is a fuck. He's
speaking of Devontae. Did you happen to catch Darius Slay's comment today?
No, I did not.
Darius Slay said today that it will not be long before Devontae Smith is considered the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Wow.
He said that with A.J. Brown on this team.
Wow.
I mean,
that was Darius. Right. That was Darius's quote.
They've been my 1A, 1B. I think, again, A.J. Brown, we posted one of the clips that we had. He had nice back shoulder fade throw from Hurts, chef's kiss. He was bodying everybody out there. It's not even fair, especially on the slant game. Not even fair.
I mean, I think he's got the cleanest routes on the team, and probably up there top three in the league.
Let's see. Injury updates here. Now today, Hassan Reddick. He had
Gale's medical minute.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Okay. Okay.
Already replaced. Okay.
Okay. Big shout out to Hollis, who's actually checking out the Messi Mania. We're a football podcast, but he's out there checking out the soccer guys. Ooh. And shout out to Mel. But here's your medical minute with Evan Hollywood Hearn.
Yo, I like that, man. Way to kick that off. Maybe there's the segment right there. Look at that blood.
Welcome to Evan Hearn's Medical Minute. Today's injury report from Tuesday's practice. We had six, including Sean Bradley, who did not participate. Sean Bradley, unfortunately, done for the year with a torn Achilles. As well as him not practicing today, Britton Covey did not because of his hamstring. Landon Dickerson did not because of his foot. Patrick Johnson did not because of his ankle. Hassan Reddick's thumb was bothering him. He did not practice. And Quez Watkins' hamstring, he did not practice as well. And it is believed that Hassan Reddick's injury is not believed to be that serious, and he should be okay. They're just being cautious. That has been your Medical Minute with Evan Hearn.
Wow.
Evan's be like, I don't play a doctor. But I do on TV. Yeah.
I do on a podcast.
Now, I just seen a comment here. I think it was from Pete Nathan off the top rope again.
Of course.
He said that the Eagles should have drafted Kyle Hamilton.
I saw that. I didn't want to say that.
I was waiting for Evan to say something, man.
Well, when you look
at it, though, I mean, Kyle Hamilton, he didn't have that crazy type of jump into the NFL that I was expecting him to have last year. I will give him that. But he played well. Played well enough. And now he's going into year two with an upward trajectory.
Shout out to Sean. He said, what's up, guys? I see big things for Jalen Carter, Sidney Brown. Can't wait to see them annihilate the opposition. Pete Nathan is still drinking his Haterade. Mark my words, he ain't going to be shit in this defense. Thank God we got Jalen Carter. Did you put too much Tabasco in your sauce?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Pete again, man. Me and Pete going to have a talk.
No, but I will say, though, that while we obviously don't have Hamilton, and while I don't think that Sidney Brown is, that type of prospect, I think from what he's shown me so far – I don't know, dude. I think he can surprise people year one. I really think that Sidney Brown is going to be one of the biggest surprises out of our rookie class.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, man, that's telling you, man, what I've seen so far is exactly what I was hoping to be. Obviously, you got the red flag from scouting department as a player who exemplifies a player that plays like an eagle. So
now you're gonna have me. Now you're gonna have me really watching Sidney Brown and Hamilton, man, just to do the comparison. now you really gonna have me on that scope.
Now I feel like they're also different types of safeties.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. I mean, I told y'all at the open camping at the link, man. That dude, when he first walked out of that tunnel, I thought he was a linebacker, man.
Well, dude, and think about like last year. What was the one thing I always said about Marcus Epps too? I mean, he stepped up in coverage last year, but dude laid the wood. Always was pounding dudes over the middle, and I think that we have that replacement in Sidney Brown. I think that dude loves hurting people.
He does, man.
He wants players to fear.
Pain. Yeah.
Yeah. Another
thing. A little bit of Ed Reed in him, a little bit. Hitting wise,
not every. Yes, Ed Reed's Hall of Fame. We should.
I get it, but I'm just saying, hitting wise.
I say
Ed Reed's on the other safety, bro. It's Ed Reed Blankenship.
What's his name? Bob Reed. Bob, not Bob Reed.
Sanders.
Bob Sanders.
Bob maybe? Sanders from the Colts.
From the Colts.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting note. Jim Kemsky made sure.
Of course, he caught that one.
Jim Kemsky noted that James Bradbury has been taking on a quasi linebacker role. James Bradbury. He's also played in the slot some with Zach getting some reps on the outside. Now, this is interesting. Bradbury playing in a quasi linebacker role, whatever, you know. Think about Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What if Gannon, this is what Kevin said, what if Gannon wasn't so worried about getting the Arizona job and didn't think outside the box to use Bradbury to cover Kelce?
Could have made a difference for sure.
Because he's done it in the past. So if you're, you know.
Do you think he's got the size to be a linebacker type?
He'll cover in space, though. Yeah.
Bradbury's got the length, bro.
Well, that's not.
But I mean, while we're on the topic of cornerbacks, I mean, one guy that we didn't end up bringing up yet. How about Eli Ricks, man? Dude, balled out in his.
It's true.
In his first preseason game, there. You know, he obviously had the pick six, but he was flying all over the field, man. And he seemed to have his timing really down on being able to jump those routes.
If following Mark Byrd's quote, SEC script. I think he's a guy that, showed up. It looked like he could have got two pick six. He got one pick six, but I think he could have got an extra one. Is Evan hearing gunshots?
Nah. Evan being Evan, that's all.
He looked a little concerned as he looked outside. In past episodes, we've had some moments out there.
Live.
Now, Mark asks, how did the backup QB competition look? From our practice, I thought McKee looked all right. I think Mariota, the thing about him, this is like his ninth offense.
Yeah.
Like, it's a continuous learning process for a guy who's been in the league as long as he has. I think he's just got to get there, man, and not be behind
the one thing that
offensive line.
Right. The one thing that I was noticing a lot yesterday in that practice, I mean, it was – while you were being occupied yesterday, I was focusing on Mariota, and the way he releases that ball, man, he's got a nice little flick to him. You know, I like it. It's just at the same time, it's just like standing there, like can't believe, like years ago, we were like pleading to get this guy. We were ready to go all in.
I had the same moment,
and he's here. Like it's just like, oh shit, he's here. You know what I mean? But he's doing his thing. He's looking sharp, looking comfortable. I like the fact that he even stayed behind yesterday to get some extra reps in. You know, I mean, he's got a good mindset, you know, going after that backup quarterback position.
Now, I think obviously he's going to have to master the playbook. But I think from a – I think his mobility, I really do enjoy his mobility. And he's got a couple. He's got a whole bunch of runs in the last couple of practices we've seen. So I'm at the open practice, the link. He's able to roll out.
He's known for it. He's known for
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing to note in yesterday's practice, it wasn't the best. I think the Browns executed a little bit better than the Eagles in terms of their offensive line. Melata, he did get, I'm not going to say he got his lunch money stolen, but I think he got his tray knocked over in the cafeteria by Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett put him on notice, and then I think that after practice they got to talk, and hopefully he got the download of what maybe give me some pointers. Because I think, going against Myles Garrett, that's heavy competition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely were talking it up. So, I mean, I heard afterwards that that's what they were doing. They were pretty much schooling each other. And, Melata, I mean, like, it was just the first, joint practice. You know, it was maybe getting some rust off. Who knows what it was? But, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, they were getting the best of some of those guys yesterday. I mean, today was a different outcome. Is the fact that these guys could go ahead and stand there and have a conversation about ways to get better against each other or against defensive players compared to them, it's pretty neat. You know what I mean? I like that. I like the, the friendship and the respect that they have for one another to go ahead and be able to do that.
Talking about respect and friendships, we saw glimpses of a guy who was on a Super Bowl winning team here. Jim Schwartz, I'm gonna give hat tip where they should be given. Schwartz swag game is official. Coach swag, official. He's always had the best coach's gear, and he's got it on point, man. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to do as a coach.
Some customs?
I would. He don't even got to though,
bro. Swag was unofficial.
Yeah.
Always got the shades his own point. Like it's official.
He had the orange going with the orange. Yeah, he was in sync yesterday.
He's dapping up Sweat. He had a great conversation with BG yesterday. I know Prime was noticing the white on Graham's beard is starting to pop out. OG status.
I like it. I like it, man. I like it. I hope he keeps it for the season.
You know, the age is definitely starting to show through BJ.
It's all good though, bro. But look, it's just a number. But the game, the way he plays the game, it shows a whole lot different.
You see that one video that was being shared today with BG versus DeJuan Jones?
Yeah.
Well, it was. I wouldn't even really say that anybody won the rep. BG was. He didn't get around him, but he definitely was kind of handling him. And that was being shared around a lot of the Browns fans today, just saying how DeJuan Jones dominated him. I just didn't see what they were saying, I guess.
Yeah. Shout out to Wesley Mine. Said, by the way, who's the one at camp providing lap? I'll try to break it out. Try to keep a steady hand when I can. The only thing when you go to Eagles practice, they will shut you down with the quickness. They will let you know. If you want to check your phone, you could be at practice – and you have your phone like this, they turn you around and they put you in the back. Mm. So if you need to check your phone, go back there and turn your back.
How many times did my man get checked yesterday by that?
Prime had his toes on the grass.
Yo, man.
They let Prime know. They said Prime. They didn't say Prime, but they said you move your feet. Get back. Move your toes off the grass.
My man was hawking my toes. And then I'm looking down the sideline. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I see 5, 6, 7 toes on this damn thing. And you focusing on my shit.
I told Prime, I was like, yo, man, it's the tattoos, bro. They're profiling you, bro.
Oh, my God.
We did also bump in the Dom, the security. Head of security. Head of everything. Of secrecy. Dom also
Secret Service.
He's like, you guys need anything? I'm like, no.
You guys got any enemies you need me to take care of?
But that was pretty cool. How he was just like, "What you need? You need something?" I'm like, "Oh."
He's a very quiet, calm, but a very intimidating force.
Yeah, what?
I also saw too that at the open practice that you know all of the regular folks, non-season ticket holders, were allowed to attend. I saw Dom down there in his Eagles pullover, and he had a custom made Italian flag on the side.
They
do him up, bro.
He had that on yesterday. He let it be known.
He got his Italian flag on the side, repping. Another person who was out there repping. Shout out to Chris Navy, obviously a celebrity. Like, there's no hype video without a Chris Navy performance. He was out there with his McMahon get up, and he had his little sign out there for QB2.
QB2, yeah.
When you say little sign, are we talking the normal Chris Nady bed sheet sign?
No.
He had a sign junior. This thing was like a mini
sign junior. Yeah, I got you.
So I mean, overall, I think
he let it be known before he even got there. He was like, "Look, all backups suck. I'm on my way. I'm about to get in the van right now. I'm on my way to the NovaCare. Be ready. I'm coming. I'm coming for that QB2 spot."
So we're walking into camp, and then if it's your first time actually going to the camp, it's actually a cool experience. There's a lot of history on the wall. You see Dawkins, Bednarik sign, and then it's a nice little vibe as you walk through. As we're walking through, there's like this 360 degree camera that you sit in there, and then it just takes a shot, which is kind of cool. Just me and Prime were like, "What are we doing here? Okay, we'll do it." So then we start walking over, and then you see big old Hollis's ass over there sweating in the sun, looking like a 400-pound milk jug.
He looked like a big ass glazed donut.
So he was surprised to see us. We gave him that, but overall, great day.
How'd you guys get in here?
Who let you guys in here?
Damn.
Now,
hey, watch this man's toes.
Now, some other information. Landon Dickerson. He went down with this. I think he's okay though. But I think this one thing that I'm looking at is the depth on this offensive line. I think I think it's something we need to talk about. Sue Opetta. Sills. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like steam, and the other surprising, what's his name? Just brought him back from the Titans.
Dennis Kelly.
Dennis Kelly has not been the level of consistency I would like to see. He gave up a sack in the preseason, but this in practice he's actually been inconsistent.
That is unfortunate, and I'm just thinking about like. Age-wise, I know he's definitely probably in his 10th or 11th season now. So he's getting up there, especially for an offensive lineman. I saw that when Dickerson went down, they put Sills in. And that was interesting to me. Did Sills kind of jump over Steen in the depth chart there, or what happened?
I don't know. I didn't even really take it that way. I mean, at the same time, could it be just – Let's get a little bit more out of Sills, you know what I mean? Instead of this thing we've seen what we needed to see. Let's give him some reps. Let's see what we can get out of him. I don't know. I mean, that's how I looked at it.
Brian says all the young corners, Job, Ricks, and Gardner, make me happy. But again, Josh Job is a guy we need to speak highly of. I think he's done his job. I think you gotta give him his prop. Again, another undrafted free agent. Rick's also another undrafted free agent. Gardner also an undrafted free agent. If we're going to follow Mark Bird's words, SEC script.
Do you think that, I mean, I kind of, I mean, he's a little bit bigger, obviously, but I kind of get some Jalen Mills kind of vibes out of Eli Ricks. You guys think that, like, he has a legitimate shot at not just, like, you know, making the practice squad, but having a impact on the season? Or do you think that?
I mean, I think, you know, it's still early, but I think he's flat. Again, like we talk about Garner, mm-hmm. at that one moment he flashed and he threw the ball on the ground.
All right, let me ask this question. I mean, which Jalen Mills?
You said Jalen Mills or Jalen?
Jalen Mills, I said. Yeah.
Which Jalen Mills? Like the Jalen Mills that first came into the league?
Jalen Mills that we won the Super Bowl with while he was playing corner.
I wasn't really too much of a fan of that Jalen Mills, but okay. I mean, yeah, anything's possible. I mean, these guys
I'm just saying that because he was a seventh rounder. And I'm
no, I get it, right, right.
And UDFA kind of in the same hand.
Absolutely. I mean, and it just goes to show it doesn't matter where you get drafted. It's all about, you know, getting the fresh start in the NFL and shining. So, yeah, I mean, I can see it happening. You know, at the end of the day, it's how much he approaches the matter and, you know, how much effort he puts into making that happen. But, I mean, he does – we're talking about, yes, one good interception that he did make, and, mm-hmm. and he ran it back for 31 yards. That was key. But, you know, I guess right now I can't give you a full answer. I got to see a little bit more. You know, I mean, that one play is just not going to go ahead and definitely convince me. And then seeing him in the practice – you know, still, I gotta see a little bit more.
I gotta ask you because he was one of your guys coming in. Have you seen anything in the open practices from Keely Ringo that would?
I was a little disappointed in the preseason game. There was that one play that he gave up the touchdown to. Even though the beats, the announcers, everybody pretty much said it, that could have happened to anybody. It could have happened to one of the best players in the league. You know, that with the space that the defender and the wide receiver had in that play. But yesterday, no, I mean, I didn't really see much. Not much was really pretty much thrown his way. I don't really know what the outcome of his play was today. All I could just tell you is the man looks intimidating, though, when he's walking around in the sideline. So that's about the only feedback that I could give you. But, I mean, hey, I'm not giving up on Ringo. You said it. That was my man. I had high hopes for him. I still do. Mm-hmm. I think I'm
little stiff.
He does look a little stiff.
I talked to a couple beats. They had mentioned potential safety. I don't know. I mean, that's just floating out there.
But, you know, I mean, your first year in the league, special teams, kill it in special teams.
I mean, he's got a high motor, but, I mean, again, I just want, you know, you still got to see more. He asks, is Dom legit scary? Yes. I will give you a story real quick. I'm not going to even say the beat writer's name, but they put out an article and listed how many players have been arrested by the Eagles. He went to camp. He got pulled over by Dom. Dom brought him in the NovaCare, put him in an office that said beat writer thought he was going to lose his life. And he said he got his information wrong. He didn't like the story that they wrote. It was off. Facts were not right. That said beat writer fixed his story.
I bet he did.
And the rest is history.
Stick figure history.
Now, shout out to Maura and the McCabes. She said, is there a tailgate plan for Thursday?
Relax. Don't do it. No. No tailgate.
I just got word that I might have the week to work at home. So I will be attending Thursday. Evan, are you working on Thursday? You are?
Yeah, I'm in the office.
I'm going to try and be sick. Be sick on Thursday.
I can't, unfortunately. Pretty big day.
See? You could do double duty. Shout out to Rich, Hoboken's finest. He is at a Guns N' Roses concert in the trash can listening to my boys.
I guess that's MetLife.
He's about to be chilling.
I guess that's a MetLife.
MetLife?
It's a trash can.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or is he talking about watching?
He's just on his Oscar the Grouch shit right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Hollis called the security on this, man.
Okay.
I'm being straight up. You know what I mean? Back to your comment earlier, yeah, he probably did have my man, like, yo, watch his toes and look. That dude was hawking.
We got Coach in the building, Coach Walker. Shout out to you. I'm kind of torn on tailgating on Thursday. I mean, I do have leftover beer. I don't have my ace, Ev, on the.
Okay, well, if there's going to be a tailgate, Gail will be hosting that tailgate alone.
You just want to roll up. I'll give you some beer.
Yeah, we can do the roll up then. Let's not call it a tailgate.
Because I'm not even kidding you. I got about 15 questions. Jeez. On tailgates. And I also got a beat writer asked my parents are coming to be next week. Are you going to host so you can take care of my family?
Nice.
But I said, I'm not sure about that. While we're at it, shout out to Philly Sports Trips providing phenomenal service. If you guys are looking to do a away trip, start making your plans now because it's time. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. You can follow them at phillysportstrips.com. I'll make sure you follow them on all socials at Sports Trips PHL for more information. Shout out to Vince, doing a great job putting these trips together. I think we got to get back to him. He actually sent us an email today trying to figure some things out of where we're going to go. Again, this is – let us know in the comments where you're going.
The excitement is kicking in. Because
this conversation that's going back and forth between all of us. Do you pick three games? Which ones would you want to go?
Are we driving up to New England?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're flying to New England. We could drive to New England and get our own tickets and go.
Well, I do know how much you prefer driving over flying. So,
you know how many miles I've put on?
That's why I'm saying, like, it's your call.
Prime said he's driving, actually.
Prime sleeps. How the fuck's he going
to
drive?
Listen, I've offered to drive, and if you don't let me drive, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
no problem.
You road trip with Prime. First time I road trip with Prime, the tour was like, yeah, my boys, you know, they said I fall asleep at the wheel, blah, blah, blah. I said, you want me to drive? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll be okay.
I didn't say I would drive the whole way. I just said I'll drive, you know what I mean? Just give me a couple of hours, you know what I mean? Hey, tranquilo, you know what I mean? I'll get you there.
Tranquilo.
Now, Conrad said Dom gives me Ray Donovan vibes.
Ray Donovan. Speaking of, he was the topic at the practice yesterday. Evan, did you know that Ray Donovan is the producer of Hard Knocks?
The guy that played Ray Donovan?
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
Yo, it was real crazy.
I didn't know
the
that.
The man showed up at the first episode of Hard Knocks in a helicopter. Everybody's like, the practice pretty much stopped. And they're like, yo, somebody's coming in a helicopter. They thought it was Ray Donovan. I can't never say his real name, but Ray Donovan's walking out of the thing. And it turns out he's the producer of Hard Knocks.
That's funny, man.
And his voice is just like, what? It don't even sound like you, dude.
You know that about the dude that does Bar Rescue?
Yeah.
John Taffer, he created the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Yeah, like, I heard about that.
It's random.
I heard about that.
Shout out to you, Paul. He says, much love, fellas. Thank you for all that you guys do. We just got a DM on Instagram. Amanda, she brought her foster son to his first tailgate. And she said he cannot stop talking about tailgates ever since he's been to our tailgate. I said that was a tailgate for open practice. I said don't tell him that's not even a regular season. Mm-hmm. So
lose their mind when they see Club John on a middle of the season.
Yeah, he said he had a great time. He said cheesesteaks were fire.
Appreciate it.
I actually made that part up.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
He could have left that part out.
No, he did. He got a cheesesteak. He liked it. No, he did like it. What else? Any other notes you had, Prom? From anything that stood out to you at practice?
No. I mean, you know, the crowd, the chemistry these guys were having yesterday on the field. I mean, the support they were giving each other as plays were going on, the trash talking.
And then I heard it was real spicy today. I mean, we didn't even get to mention some of the brawls that they had. It was like about three or four different brawls that happened today. And you know, the first one started with Sidney Brown, you know what I mean? So you like to hear about it, you know what I mean? It's like the fact that he supposedly, you know, hit the guy out of bounds and everything. Hey, man, you know, I get a little spicy, you know what I mean? Welcome to the NFL. This is what it's all about. I love to hear it. But, yeah, I heard there was like about three, four scrimmages. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Between scuffles. The players. Yeah, scuffles. Yeah, Derek Barnett also started a fight.
Yeah,
it's always,
I care about that one.
Hashtag, it's always him.
Always him. Can't get right.
He brings the energy. But I think the fact that you got a rookie out here bringing that kind of energy but also backing it up, he laid out a running back from the – I think it was Felton from the Browns. Also, shout out to Blankenship. Also stopped Nick Chubb on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chubb is not no average running back. I don't know if you've seen him move some piles, but
yeah.
If you can stop Chubb at the goal line,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to Todd's boy. Say Todd's boy. Todd says Tampa, Bills game and a playoff game are his three games he's going to the season.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. I like it.
Nice. Yeah, Bills is what's it called? It was cool up in Buffalo. I liked it up there.
Nah, Buffalo was Buffalo's a great time.
Buffalo's at home this year though.
Buffalo's at home this year, but Buffalo going to Buffalo was a great time besides sitting in those high school bleachers, but yeah.
Yeah. Mark says he's going to the LA, Seattle, and he's flying into Philly for Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas. Mark. Oh man, we're gonna have a ball.
Let's see. I'm way behind on these comments. I'm sorry. Shout out to Dave on Trey says, hopefully I see you guys again when we play the 49ers. I'm banking on a blowout against the Winers. I think it's put up time because all that trash talk.
It ain't looking pretty no more.
And Trey Lance ain't looking pretty either.
Nah. So, better call Carson. You better call Carson.
Now, Ben says, hey, Evan, I got a recipe for you. Roast chicken and secret gravy recipe roll. Super easy and fast on game day.
We're talking about food. I look at the time, and don't you know we're over our hour mark. That's when it starts.
I got to talk to you guys about something that's not Eagles news, but, I mean, was NFL news yesterday. You guys see the whole Michael Orr story kind of unfolding?
That it was fake?
I don't know what to make of that, man. So you remember Michael Orr, The Blind Side, the movie with Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
So apparently he is suing that family because – he's claiming that they kind of told him that he was getting adopted, but he wasn't actually adopted, and they were just kind of taking the rights to, you know, the movie and stuff like that. I don't know how this is coming out all these years later, though.
Didn't he get $10 million from that?
I don't know. I just know that it was a wild. I don't know. I was just loosely following it, but it was kind of crazy. It's all over Twitter and all that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear about this shit.
Yeah, no, he's suing that family that adopted him in that movie for, like, you know, money that they've made off of that.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock is getting sued?
No, not Sandra Bullock.
Maybe we should adopt Evan as a tailgate family and make a movie about it.
And then just make sure we have it in on paper. You can't sue us later.
This guy became an all-pro dude at the grill. He made cheesesteaks and became the best cheesesteak in Philly. How about that?
I'm allowed to smack him once in a while.
How about that story? Evan becomes the best cheesesteak in Philly?
I mean, I'm all for that story. Let's make that happen.
And that's when we adopt him? When he becomes the best.
speaking of best, shout out to Poncho Hawking Italian Bakery for supporting this podcast and this tailgate. Best tomato pies that we've had. Always holding down tailgates. weekly. And shout out to Tina and the fam. 50 years, awesomeness. Not a real sponsor. We're not getting paid for this sponsor here, but Evan's Cheesesteaks, the most psychedelic thing that you can have in Philadelphia. If you're just trying to get your mind blown, Evan's Cheesesteaks is where it's at.
I like it.
You want to hire me as an agent?
I love it. Yeah.
We gotta get that on this shirt.
if you're trying to trip your balls off, have an Evan's Cheesesteak, and you'll be back at Woodstock with Evan Hollywood and Hearn. So I mean, obviously, we have a preseason game up come this Thursday. Any guys that you're looking forward to being showcased? Like, is somebody you want to see something from on Thursday? Like,
I want to be proven wrong about Penny, man. So I would like to see a little bit more of the running back. I'm going to be paying real close attention to that. You know, Penny, Sermon. I'm not going to hold back, man. I told you yesterday in the practice, like, I'm just not having good vibes about Penny and the way he's, like, playing on the field. But, again, I'm all about being proven wrong. So if he could do that this coming Thursday and, you know, the rest of the preseason games, I'm all for it. But, you know, that's one that definitely sticks out. And then, of course, I love to see, you know, the young boys go to work. Maybe might get one more play out of Jalen Carter, you know, I mean, before they go ahead and decide to sit him on the bench. And then, Sidney Brown, man, he's just been exciting to see. So if he's out there a whole lot, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that.
Evan?
For me, it's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. I'm going to be watching Jordan Davis pretty close. And if he is out there just eating up space and allowing other guys to get through, I'm fine with that. If I just need to see with my eyes that, he's making steps forward. And also I want to keep an eye on these young DBs, man. I mean, I think we already know what Slay and Bradbury are. I want to see more development out of Sidney Brown, Keely Ringo, Eli Ricks, all those guys, Josh Job, and just watch them continue to fight for a spot.
I think I'd like to see our linebackers. Right now, we have N'Kobe Dean and Morrow still getting first team reps. Jack is getting sprinkled in. I did notice that Jack is not as jacked as someone might think he would be. But Miles Jack. He looks like a safety.
Yeah.
I don't know if he lost weight.
Skinnier, yeah.
He lost a little. I don't know. He looks a little bit lighter than I expected. And that was the comment from, like, I'd say 20 Eagle fans at joint practice. And, Jack looks light as fuck. Eagle fans are just something else, man. As we were leaving joint practice, there's some diehard Eagle fans just walking out. All of a sudden, Cleveland Brown players went to go get some Rita's Wooter ice, and they started giving fucking Browns players shit.
Oh, it's got to be one, man.
Who did? Eagles fans?
Eagle fans.
Yeah.
They didn't want them to enjoy their free Rita's ice.
Wooter ice. You wait in line like the rest of us.
A player I'm looking to see something from this next preseason game, I'd say I'd like to see Mariota have a tighter game. You know what I'm saying? Like, as efficient as Tanner was, I'd like to see that from Mariota.
Yeah.
Just a very efficient game from him. Talk about running backs. I've seen enough. I don't need to see any. I already know the order. So, you Trey Sermon stands. Give it a break.
Oh my God! I got to bring up one more thing before we close out here, and I don't know if you guys even caught it because unless you were watching the game from home, right? First preseason game.
Yeah. Well, from yeah.
Bro, what was up with that Spuds thing, man? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dave Spadaro?
Nope.
So he got married at the link, and they played footage of him and his wife when, they officially got married, and it was You May Kiss the Bride. Yo, Spuds went full tongue down the throat on the, up on the altar, and then they played it on national TV, and then they were making comments about, like, yo, what's up with the tongue there, man? And then they went back and played it in slow-mo. That was just, dude, it's not what I was looking for in the first preseason game. If there's anything I'm looking for in this next preseason game, it's, you know, no more softcore porn.
Yeah. Nathan said less Spadaro tongue and more Penny.
Yeah.
Ben from Down Under says, I want to see Nolan working at his user position. Barnett, Sweat inside, and Keeley on the right side. Now, you know, Sweat was getting some inside reps at camp.
I saw Carter was also getting some edge reps as well.
Yep. Oh, Carter's going to be a menace. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a menace. And I asked the Beats. I said, hey, do you guys think Ndamukong Suh's coming back? And they're like, no. Adamantly. You believe so?
I don't believe Suh's coming back. I actually have I had a premonition yesterday. I saw the future. And I say this lightly, and I don't want to be taken too serious. I just feel it out there in the universe that if the Eagles are rolling this year, which they will be, and the Rams are not.
Oh, there it is.
You know where I'm going?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, oh, come on. I'm just saying. I could see a Howie trade deadline call for Mr. Donald, bro.
All in.
I don't know why. I just feel like it's going to happen this year, man.
Yeah, that would be
a good feeling, bro.
That would be.
You add him into this rotation? Him teaching guys like Jalen Carter?
What?
Dude.
But I'm saying, though, like, I mean, that would be insanely amount of riches. But I think.
Well, look at the Rams the year that they went and won the Super Bowl. They stockpiled them and said, hey, we're winning this year.
Well, but we're not going to go ahead and give up the whole farm. Like
you don't need to. No. I don't think that I have to look at Aaron Donald's contract. But I'm almost
where have you been? Where have you been getting
the universe speaking to me, bro?
Multi universe. He must have watched Spider-Man.
Is this a conspiracy theory, Aaron Donald?
I just want it to be known that I
are you in the wrong.
The
are
here.
You in the wrong multiverse right now? Are you?
I just ate some Evans, you know, Woodstock cheesesteaks, and now this is what I'm thinking about.
But you can literally call Sue up on the bat phone and have him come in.
You could.
And don't have to give up. Don't have to give up anything.
Or we could go with Pete's. Actually saying something that, you know,
I just caught my attention. There's going to be a lot of time that passes between this statement and the trade deadline. I'm just saying, if the season goes how I anticipate it going, I see a potential of him coming.
Options. I like it.
That would be insane.
Insane. If there's any other word besides insane, let's use it. But
unless
insane.
He really wants to be. Relive his pit days and be in the same state of Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Why not?
If he's really into the Schuylkill River.
Oh, before I forget, man, shout out to the ladies that we ran into as we were walking out from Burger Time.
Yes.
I told them, you know, we did tell them we were going to go ahead and give them a shout out. Burger Time, if you guys old school, was a video game back in the day. Well, they've been inspired by this video game, and
the video game was inspired by the restaurant.
Right. So, I think her name was Dane. I think her name was Dane DeMarc or something like that. But she's a chef, and she's got so I was actually speaking to the grandma, to the older lady, and, you know, I asked her, hey, did you have a good time at the practice today? She was like, I had a blast, and then she invited me to the restaurant. I was like, where you at? She's like, I'm in Audubon. I'm like, I'm only 10 minutes from there. What's the name of the spot? And she's like, you never heard of Burger Time? I'm like, nah, I didn't even know there was a Burger Time that existed. So she's like, yeah, it's all, you know, exclusive burgers. Get some. She even mentioned a peanut butter and fried Fritos on a hot dog.
Well,
Yeah. See, that was my
reaction the first time.
That's where they got me too. Like yeah. Peanut butter, Fritos, and then she said that she went into a hot dog, and I was like, whoa, lost me. I'm gone after that one. And then, you know, of course, Gail had to chime in with his peanut butter and jelly fried chicken, whatever it was. So the conversation started getting a little spicy there. I did tell them that I will be making an appearance maybe Thursday or Friday at the restaurant. So I'm looking forward to go try out one of their burgers. But shout out to you ladies. We did say that, you know, they were fans of the show. They watch us. So if you're watching right now, appreciate you guys. And I'll be looking forward to showing up at the restaurant.
I'm game. I'll go with you.
All right.
Now, Todd says he wants to see more from Williams and Sweat. No, Williams Sweat was talking him up. Let's see.
I like that. I like RJ. RJ, I'm all for that. You send Barnett to the Rams. Couple picks.
I mean, are they going to take that? Is the thing.
Yeah. Let's see. We have. I don't know what's up with this program, but it is slow today. Mark Bird says he wants to see more from Mariota in the passing game. A little bit more accuracy.
Okay.
Drew said, bruh, Penny is fine. Seen the film on him, making something out of nothing.
Okay.
Shots fired. RJ says, I want no more missed field goals. None. Unless it's from 55 plus.
Okay.
Okay. See what else here. That's a little dead air. Will says Evan's magical cheesesteaks
are kicking in.
Now I'm not here. Yeah.
I'm just relaying what the universe has told me. Yeah. Well, if it happens at some point during this year, I want acknowledgement. Like, yo, Evan Cole.
Acknowledge me.
He's gonna rip off his shirt. He's on the grill.
I told y'all.
Are you not entertained?
I'm gonna show it to the tailgate holding the one of.
Yo, I'm to be honest, I'm really not into full swing of tailgates. The last tailgate I was just vibes. Just vibes. Pete says Gail with the urban sandwich. Is that the peanut butter burger? Peanut butter and bacon on a burger might change your life.
Peanut butter, bacon on a burger.
Now, question from Chase. He says, what is Avante looking like?
Avante's chilling, man. Him and his boy Dallas just be on some chill mode.
I feel like we know what Avante is.
Exactly. Avante's Avante.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay is doing
his thing. I think the more concerning is who's going to get that back. I think Zach McPherson is getting worked, you know, in the slot and then outside. I think I'm really wondering what Zach is.
I'm really wondering what Greedy Williams is, bro. For a dude that I had high expectations, not high expectations, but like
Chris Rock.
I was like, yeah, that guy's gonna. That's a solid depth corner position right there in Greedy Williams. And now I'm looking at it like I don't even know if this guy makes the team, honestly.
Edmonds look good.
We'll see. But once again, shout out to Mal and shout out to Hollis. Hollis is checking out Messi. I know Evan is a soccer guy.
Yeah, on the way home, there was mad traffic leading into the stadium.
Yo, so. Listen, the Messi hype is real, man. What? I mean, I'm not sure if you guys saw, but like as soon as he signed with that Miami FC, they were like the most followed U.S. sports team on Twitter.
It was Beckham.
Overnight.
It was Beckham all over yeah. again when he signed with LA. Yeah,
shout out to the crafty bastard. He hooked me up with tickets to my first Union game, and that was actually to Miami. That was the Miami game, but it was Messi. We didn't play that game. I guess it was not the game that he was supposed to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, you know how much that ticket is going for?
Oh, dude,
it's like $500.
Yeah, dude. I mean, It's an opportunity to see the Michael Jordan of soccer. That's the equivalent. Like, and that's not an exaggeration. Like, he's like pretty easily the greatest player.
For Philadelphia to be excited about, Philadelphia's excited about everything sports related. The stadium is actually 20 minutes from me. But I have to give them props.
Did you guys ever catch Michael Jordan live? I did.
No.
You did?
I did. When he was playing for the Wizards. My dad took me to a game.
How old were you, like 7?
I was young as shit. But four. My dad took me and I saw Michael Jordan play live. So I can
see. Dad, I got to go potty. You didn't see Michael Jordan play. That's a flex. That is a flex. Flex. Speaking of flex, I think we're out of here, man. We got questions. We got questions for you. You guys got questions? Shoot them in the comments. Mr. Michael with a new Facebook profile photo looking sharp.
You.
Thoughts on Bradberry taking snaps in the slot today? Tight end defender. We're all for it, dude.
Yeah.
We're all for mix and match. I think you got to start thinking outside the box. I think Desai is a guy that could do those things. I think, again, we wanted to see more movement from the defense. You know, like it got stale a little bit. I think, you know, from defenders, I think from offensive players knowing what to expect from our defense, I like to see more disguise. Mr. Coach Walker says Justin Evans. Justin Evans looked good. Thoughts?
Yeah, I just need to see more to be completely convinced. He looked decent in the few amount of reps I saw him in.
Looked like you want to tear some people's heads off.
not the Sidney Brown way.
Nah, not at all.
Let's see. Question from Pete Nathan says, y'all think any of these backup receivers make the team?
Do what?
Backup y'all receivers?
Make the team. I feel like Ngata has a chance, but other than that, I mean, Cleveland is making some waves right now, but so did guys like Deion Kane in the past. I think it's just it's more of that type of thing. I think if anybody, I think Ngata has got the best shot.
That's how I was trying to get out of the beats, man. I was just like, yo, to me, wide receiver 6. And I was like, is it only going to be wide receiver 5? Then we're talking about right now, without Quez being down, Zacchaeus is getting the majority of the reps in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wide receiver 4, at least. The punt returner, locked in. Covey has had a pretty decent camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's wide receiver 5 with Quez, right?
Yep.
So who's left? Greg Ward has been here since 1969. he has some kind of role in terms of they like what they see with Ward. We know what he's a guy who led the team in third down receptions a couple years ago.
I bet you when Ward finally hangs it up, the Eagles hire him.
Did he last longer than Reno Mahe? Because didn't they treat Reno Mahe the same way for a little bit?
Dude, I liked Reno.
Reno was turning.
Darren asks, you thinking?
I don't think we see Hurts.
You thinking the first gets a series or two on Thursday? I say no.
Yeah, I think if anything, the third game.
It's kind of sad though for younger kids that are just like parents are trying to get the glimpse of. You know, you tell your kids we're going to Eagles game when it's actually a preseason game. Yeah. You can get away with like showing kids.
That's a good life lesson for them because the kids get to learn that life isn't fair.
My kids are watching right now.
Like, yeah. You already Daddy, he's bootlegging.
Like, I hyped it up and now you just killed it. Like,
you know, like bro. the real action happens at joint practice.
Okay. I'm gonna let them know that Uncle Gil's gonna take them to a game.
Yeah. Chunky. Next week's we have the Colts coming in. Maybe we can get in that practice.
Maybe. You think Carson Wentz is going to be on the outside with his Colts shorts on? Looking in?
Let me in. Let me in. Yeah.
With his Colts
shorts. We also had to mention Also, what Todd mentions here is this, doesn't Jalen look like a future coach on the sideline with the head? Yo, he's locked in for no, like Jalen be locked in for no reason.
They're all locked in, man.
That's what I was about to say, because I remember seeing on the sideline, there was one, I forget what play even happened, but I just saw Avante Maddox was on the sideline, like not dressed, you know, just some regular street clothes, but he was on the sideline, hype as hell for a preseason game and like a play that a rookie made. And I was like, dude, I love that. I love seeing these guys that aren't in the game, but like completely, you know, locked in. They want to see who's performing well. I love that.
Chris Nady says the return of the shoe. That's, in other words, that Minshew is with the Colts.
Yes.
Totally forgot about that.
Does he still have his van is the thing.
He's in a van down by the river, maybe. Maybe. Ben from Down Under says, you think you're still bringing more linebacker, safety, running back, tight end? I still think
I think linebackers for sure. Running backs, no. Tight end, no. They
paid some money at the linebacker spot, I think. But, again, we did bring in a former Colt DT with Bradley going on the IR. But I did want to mention Jalen Hurts with his new deal with the Jordan brand. Not only is our quarterback, you know, he's the king swag. He's also co-signed by the swaggiest brand out there, Jordan brand. I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
I'm a fan. I might be.
Never noticed.
And then I seen people in the comments saying that, you know, can you let the guy enjoy his new deal?
It's impossible, bro. What are they saying that he's following?
He's endorsing sweatshops now, according to the comments.
He's endorsing sweatshops? Come on. Some people just don't like to be happy. You know what I mean?
shout out to Jordan. Shout out to Jalen right now. He has a point in his career that he is turning water into wine. Maybe a little bit.
So, I mean, Gail, you have been the custom shoe king, but now with Jordan signing with Hurts signing the Jordan deal, are you gonna pop on the first drop or what?
Oh boy,
Gail's gonna be wearing cleats around the office at his work.
Hey, well, shout out to Todd in the comments. You see Todd in the comments. He partnered up with, not really partnered up with, he got in contact with a company that makes items. So they started making sweats that actually,
what, yo, those are fresh,
that go all the way down here. So if you see me at a tailgate with some look like Eagles pants, but the sweatpants, talk to Todd in the comments. You see him, you ask him where he got these fresh pants, because I don't want to be hotline service all night. But shout out to Todd, man, these pants fire.
You already farted those ones up?
Fire. I didn't even rock them yet. Does everyone have their jersey yet?
Yes, sir.
Frugal gang for life, bro. I got my Reggie White.
Got the Hurts right here. Still haven't really rocked it yet. I had a conversation with Prime yesterday. I said it's kind of – I actually had a conversation with Don Spilinski. I said, hey, it is actually weird to see the amount of Kelly Green jerseys that are like showing up. He said it was weird for him to see the amount of Kelly Green at the Ravens preseason game.
Gail, let him know I started this.
Yeah. I told Prom, I was like, I think I'm gonna start wearing my white Kelly Green trim, because everyone's wearing Kelly Green. I'm like, I don't know if it's it.
Listen, bro, I've had the white Kelly Green, so now you're going to be copying.
Let him know, bro. Let him know, because he has been rocking white.
That's why I haven't worn my jersey yet. I'm just like, yo, everyone's wearing the same damn jersey, bro. Pete is, he's always dropping heat on the timeline. Now he's saying, get me a jersey, please. I'll Venmo you.
No problem, man. Whatever it costs, I'll double it up for you.
try to send the request to fourthandjohn@gmail.com. We'll try to get to it. There's a list of people.
Everybody, regular price. Pete, double the price.
So, last words before we get out of here. Start with you, Prime, man of the hour, season ticket holder. I don't think you gave your acceptance speech as of yet.
An acceptance speech? Well, I would like to thank all you guys for having faith in me. look, Alexis is in the background chiming in right now. It took a lot of sweat and tears to get to this point in my life. It goes to show, don't ever give up on your dream, because this definitely was a dream of mine. I did everything in my power to make it happen. Of course, take care of priorities first. Don't go putting yourself into any debt or anything like that. You know what I mean? That's my advice to all of y'all. And you know what I mean? And then at the end of the tunnel, you give yourself a prize. And this was a prize to myself, man. Even though I didn't share this information with the wife until like about a week ago, but she was about the only one I was worried about. But you know what I mean? Hey, she showed support like she's always have been. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate her. And of course, you know, she'll be attending a good amount of the games with me. I look at it as definitely something, an investment. You know what I mean? It's not only just for me, it's for my kids. You know, when I'm done with them, handing them right down to them. So I'm looking forward to it. Well, come on, man. You guys, you're always there. You know that. So I don't have to, you know, talk about that. I got to definitely let, you know, wifey and the kids know that they're involved in this as well. But no, man, I mean, look, a couple of days away from second preseason game, actually being at the link, I'm excited. Being there, being in the building, it's really starting to kick in. It kicked in yesterday at that practice, and it's kicking in more and more. I'm ready to get to work, especially with you guys, with some content, doing more of these podcasts, being at the games, these road trips. Evan's Cheesesteaks is going to take going on a whole different level this year. You know what I mean? The tailgates, everything, man. It's here. We've been waiting patiently. I'm ready to go full throttle, man. I'm back. We back. Let's get to work. Let's get this conversation with Vince going. Let's go ahead and seal these trips down. You know what I mean? There's a lot of potential out there for this, for us, for the three of us, and you know what I mean, for the team. I'm just looking forward to it all, man.
Evan Hollywood, her last word.
Well, we've been talking birds for an hour and 35 minutes now, and I have to pivot to. First of all, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the Eagles organization for at least in recent years running a drama-free organization. It's well managed. It's well managed. Yeah, you know, you don't really see any of these stories popping up where, you know, coming after the ownership or the GM or anything like that. Everybody has respect for the GM on this team because he treats them right. As for the Sixers,
liar.
James Harden is killing, and between him and the I saw that Joel Embiid was taking all of his Philadelphia stuff out of his profile. Dude, I am so sick of the drama with this team. I'm sick of it. So thank you to the Eagles for not being like them. That's what I got to say about that. And congrats to the Phillies, who have been scorching hot as of late. So looking forward to seeing their postseason.
I like the turn that you took, because I was reading all the stuff on the Sixers, and I said, thank God I got the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because the Sixers right now seem to be spiraling.
It's a mess.
Spiraling? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Out of control. They are ghost riding the whip, if you all know what that means. If you don't, check out Urban Dictionary.
I thought it was hilarious how the pictures of the new so-called stadium that they're trying to put downtown even showed up yesterday after all this shit is going on. I'm like, I don't even see that happening. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Stop.
By that time, Embiid won't be here.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. He's going to be an afterthought.
Yeah.
Embiid probably won't be in the league by the time that happens.
I'm a little upset.
You got to take a screenshot right now, man, because Evan really looks hurt.
He looks hurt.
He looks
great. My last word, shout out to everyone that has been to some of these preseason tailgates. Obviously, we're not sure if we're tailgating on Thursday. It's kind of a, you know, it's a lot to do tailgate.
For a right now, second preseason game.
I've been tied up with some house duties. Shout out to wifey. That's coming along great. But yeah, shout out to Prime for the invite to the open practice. The joint practice was amazing as always. The vibes were immaculate. From talking to Don, to talking to Beats, to talking to former players, everyone is excited about this team. The level of depth of this team is pretty insane. The young guys, I mean, we're at this moment, we're talking about wide receiver sixes, and we're talking about safety depth and some linebacker depth. But overall, this team is stacked. I think a lot to be excited about. Obviously, I'm excited about see what they do. The depth guys against Cleveland. So I'm excited about what we're about to see on Thursday. I think everyone stay healthy and everyone stay wealthy in the mind and in the spirit. And as always, it is fly, Eagles fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.